So, on the day that we got the news about Tribhuvanath, I got a very quick email here that was addressed to me from one of Tribhuvanath's admirers. And that person happens to be Pustakrishna Swami, previously, as he was known. He was formerly the secretary to Srila Prabhupada from 1975 to 76. And he writes like this: Hare Krishna, thank you for informing me of the auspicious passing of Sri Tribhuvanath Prabhu. He is loved universally by the Vaishnava community because of his qualities and kindness, compassion, faithfulness and sincerity. Krishna has cradled him without any doubt. Whether Prabhu passed with his eyes closed or open, his heart was opened with Guru and Gauranga, and Krishna cannot neglect or overlook sincere servitors. Our world was made fuller and happier because of our lives crossed paths with His Grace Tribhuvanath Das Prabhu. His natural humility, up to his last breath in this mortal body, came from a deeper plane of grace. May he look upon this friends and well wishers from his now transcendental place, extending a hearty welcome to those who gain entry into the neighborhood of Sri Goloka Vrindavan. I shall never forget his smiling face, nor his radiant, shining heart, tenderly cared for by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Tribhuvanath Prabhu Ki!
Jai!
That's from Pustakrishna. And I might also say that Pustakrishna was in hospital himself in 1971 in London with a jaundice from India. He was just on his way back. And he told me, in fact I've published it in a new book coming, he told me that Tribhuvanath was the only devotee at that time in 1971 that came to visit him in hospital and read to him from the scriptures and brought him prasadam every day. And he remembered that with great care and attention, so much so that we've actually published that little story. So we will